joined now by Mark Bauer after the 2-0 home win against Hyde. Mark, pleased with the 3 points, especially showing that we can dig out the result after Saturday?
Yeah, definitely. I think you saw the difference between taking your chances and not taking your chances. You know, we probably didn't have as many chances tonight, but boys' two finishes were excellent and proved to be the difference. It's, you know, I watched them last Monday, very, very concerned about the two games against them. I felt it was a massive banana skin for us. I think they're playing a lot better than their position suggests at the minute, and the fact that they came into tonight's game far unbeaten, you know, probably tells its own story. And not just playing teams at the bottom, they've been playing teams at the top of this league in that little run as well. So an unusual game, the way they play. It's almost an academy style of football, the way they pass the ball. They won't change the way they play. They'll pass, and if you overcommit, they'll open you up and create chances. Thought we were a bit ragged first half. Thought we got picked off a little bit and didn't quite get it right, but managed to obviously a bit of quality gets the goal for great little bit of work by Wayne and Boise with his finish. You know, gets us in at 1-0 at half time, and then we just had a little word at half time, just have to try and manage it better. And you know, it wasn't a great spectacle for anyone watching it, but at this stage of the season, especially after the two draws, we needed to do what we needed to do to get 3 points. Thought we managed it really well second half, and you know, Boise takes his second really well. AJ could have had one, a couple of little openings as well, but credit to them. I think, you know, they'll take points off teams this season for the rest of the season. You know, you've got to admire the way they play.
Did the second goal come just at the right time? Because that second half, they'd hit the crossbar, and they just seemed to have an awful lot of play in the first few minutes of that second period.
Yeah, we knew they were going to have the ball, and what we didn't want to do was overcommit and get picked off like we, you know, got threatened to do a couple of times in the first half. You know, I think the one that hits the bar is a bit of a mix-up and deflects off Drenchy and onto the crossbar. But yeah, obviously the second goal is a massive boost for us. And it just means that you've got that cushion. So, you know, they've not scored too many goals recently, so I think they probably would have felt it was a bit of a mountain to climb from that point. And I thought we saw it out well, and like I say, could have had one or two more ourselves.
Injury's still a problem. Obviously, you had a lot out today with Liam Dickinson going back into defence for you in centre half. And also Wayne Brooksby seemed to hobble off. Is that looking bad?
A bit of a kick for Wayne, nothing more than that. So hopefully we can, you know, get that settled down. Obviously, at the minute, with Alex Rothery and Ollie Johnson not available, you know, Wayne's a massive, massive player for us. So hopefully that'll be okay. You know, Dicko's suspended. Not sure if Danny Hall's going to be right for the weekend. Parker, Rothery, no chance. Ollie Johnson maybe able to take a place on the bench and be available for, you know, 20 minutes or so. Coming back, he's feeling a bit better, and obviously Bosch and Dicko suspended. Even tonight, you know, Andy Olds has played not well at all, but he's soldiered on through, and Dicko playing at the back for us there. It's been a bit of a makeshift and done what we've had to do to win. But you know, with 4 clean sheets from the last 6 games, the only goals we've conceded have been set pieces, so we've not conceded a goal from open play for 6 games, which is pleasing. And when you're, you know, low on bodies and not creating as much as you want and not as fluent as you would like to be, got to grind stuff out, and we ground it out tonight. And like I say, I think that Hyde, the way they play, I think they'll take points off teams between now and the end of the season. Listening to their manager after the game, you know, he's not said that they're going out to win games. He's taken all the pressure off them as such. You know, there's no pressure on them to win games as such now. They're just going out to play and enjoy it, and a team playing with freedom could be very dangerous. So I'm pleased that we've kept 2 clean sheets against them, and you know, ideally we'd like 6, but 4 points is not bad, and we'll move on to Saturday.
Yeah, and Saturday it seems very similar again. You know, you're obviously struggling with the players available, and again it's a team that the home crowd are going to expect us to beat in Brackley.
Yeah, you know, team towards the lower end of the table. But it'll be a completely different game to the one tonight. You know, they're playing it in a different style. But they'll come here and probably try and make it difficult for us and frustrate us and hope to catch us on the break. So we've got to make sure that we're patient. You know, I'd like to think that we'll get more ball than we had tonight. You know, but with Boise, if he can carry on the kind of form, you know, putting his chances away like he did tonight, that's always a bonus. I think Wayne's been playing well recently. You know, likes Nicky Bosch and Alex Johnson coming into the side, the onus on them to keep the shirts. So yeah, we, you know, going to the game, we've got to be looking to win it. It's good that we've won one of the games in hand to just increase that cushion on sixth place again. I think the other result's gone for us tonight as well. So long way to go. Just got to keep, you know, ticking off wins and just seeing where it takes us and do the best we can with what we've got, and that's what we're doing at the minute.
Thanks, man.